first app I'm going to show you is actually the top-rated to date Canadian news app in the marketplace. Let me just get this mouse working. And it is the CTV news app. So this app was built using XAML and C#. And as you can see, it's got a great user interface that allows me to easily jump to content, so either using touch or mouse and keyboard, and I can get to the news that I care about. And it also allows me to kind of pull in additional related media and watch movies in the app without ever leaving the app. So it's a really immersive experience once it loads up. There we go. I promise it does play video. All right, there you go. So pretty immersive, right? I didn't leave the app. It didn't launch anything else. It's all built in, and it's all native. So CTV also integrates with the Windows charms, so I'm able to easily search for news that I care about. And like all Windows 8 applications, I can easily snap it and do two things at once. So let me go ahead and pull in the next app, which is the Weather Network. So you see here, I've got a great multitasking experience where I can read the news on one side and check out the weather on the other side. So the Weather Network is an app that I use basically every day. This app's actually built in HTML5 and JavaScript, but as you can tell, it's seamless. I mean, you can't really tell what language it was built in, because they're all native, and that's the important point here. So I'm actually headed to Waterloo after this, so let me quickly add another city so I can check what the weather is in Waterloo. And I think I heard it snowing. So the app uses GPS, and actually can pull down local weather for where I am, but I'll switch to Waterloo. Oh, and it looks like it's pretty clear right now, and we can even check the hourly forecast. We can check a 14-day trend. So it's a pretty cool app. But it does one other really cool feature as well. I'm actually able to pin this weather to my start screen. So let me go ahead and do that. So now if I switch back, you're actually able to see that I'm able to get the latest updates to my start screen for Waterloo. And that's using our push notification services and also our cloud infrastructure. So that was HTML5 and JavaScript. The last one was C# and XAML. The next one I'm going to show you is actually the first Canadian app to ever enter the Canadian Windows Store, and it's called Train Titans by SadCat. So I'll let this load up. Let me just mute this. So Train Titans is actually built by, so as I mentioned, by SadCat, and they ported their OpenGL graphics engine to Windows 8 in under 3 weeks. And they've also been able to launch, leverage that investment, and let me do a quick more search here, SadCat. And hopefully it'll come up in a couple seconds. And so they've also actually got 6 other games from that one investment. And SadCat is also porting that game to Windows Phone 8. So they've got quite a lot of stuff on the go here. So let me switch back to the app. So I'll kind of show you how it works. So the goal of the game is pretty straightforward. It's a fun game. Basically, you get trains from point A to point B trying to avoid collisions. So let me show you that. So again, the point is to avoid collisions, but there's no fun in that. So let's see what happens. So pretty cool stuff. I mean, for what he's done, it's amazing. And that's the thing. SadCat has got 6 Windows apps porting to Windows Phone, and he's actually just one guy. So one guy's been able to get 6 apps and port his whole engine over. And I think that's fantastic what he's done in such a short amount of time. So with that, I'm under 5 minutes. So I will throw it over to Jerome to actually show you a real-world example of Windows 8.